Every year we get to Parshas Kedoshim and we ask ourselves the question of Kedoshim to you, how do we become holy? Kadosh Atzmecha b'mutarlach, are we supposed to abstain from that which is permissible to us? Does that make us holy? Should we go into a monastery and hide away, become an ascetic? That's how you become Kadosh. Says the Chasam Sofer, you've got it all wrong. And this is a very sotistic idea from the Chasam Sofer. Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael kedoshim tiyu. Why is it, Rashi explains, that this whole parsha of kedoshim was done b'hakel? In fact, the Sifsei Chachamim and others want to explain, based on Rashi's idea, that even though it says in other places, daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael were together, they heard mitzvos from Moshe, they heard the Torah from Moshe, but here specifically is Daber al Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, which tells us that there's something unique here, that everyone heard it at the same time, men, women, children, all at the same time, they were commanded to hear this idea of Kedoshim. But says the Chasam Sofer, why, what's so important about hearing Kedoshim to you together as one unit? So explains the Chasam Sofer based on the Chovos HaLevavos, that you know what Precious is about? The Maila of Precious and Bedidus, of isolation and ascetism and this idea of being separate, it doesn't mean that we're supposed to be apart, that we're supposed to go into a monastery, go to the forest or the desert, and then try to connect with God with our Zen or Buddhism or other type of method that we try to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's not what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Lo so vira la sheves yitzara. God didn't create us to be alone. Not only does that apply in terms of marriage, but that also applies in terms of our relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How is it then that we connect with a Kadosh Baruch Hu? That's among other people. That's within community. And even though you won't reach the highest level of Kedusha, of ascetism, or of Kedusha, because you're not going to be an ascetic, that doesn't matter. That's Ratzon Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be Oev HaBrios, by being together with the people, being among the people, and having the ability to bring them closer to the Torah, to connect with them. That type of Dveikus is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And if we're able to have an idea of Precious, we're able to remain separate, but do it together, that is what Kedoshim Tiyu is all about. And that is why, explains the Chasam Sofer, the command was specifically Daber El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. When we want to teach Kedusha, the way we understand and contextualize Kedusha is not to do it alone, not individually. It's a communal effort to become holy and to grow together. And that is the idea, as the Chasam Sofer explains, Alva Me'uravim B'nei Adam Behatam. Why is it so important? Why is Ratzon Hashem that our Kedusha takes place as a Tzibur? B'nei Sherov Gufei Torah, as Rashi explains, because the majority of the halachos of the Torah are accomplished, how? With others. All the mitzvos bein adam lechavero, if you're alone in the forest, meditating, you can't fulfill half the mitzvos. Lilmod ulalamed lios mamlechas kohanim. How can you be a mamlechas kohanim? That's by being kadosh. And how can you be kadosh? Only when it's Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, when we are all together. And this is particularly a hard time for us when we think about Kedusha, and we think about doing it as a Tzibur, achieving it together. We understand the idea of growing as a group, even trying to be Parish and be separate, but the way we become Parish is by doing it together in one group. And during these times, it is harder than ever to grow B'Kedusha together. It takes an extra effort. But as a Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, our charge is to be creative and figure out those ways that we can remain and adhere to the principle of Kedoshim Tihyu together with Kol Adas, or among Kol Adas B'nai Yisrael. Have a great day.